with Martin Bester.
Puff Dippers here at the show for Gint, former Proteas captain. He's got a book out. It's called Through Fire, autobiography. In the book, it's about personal life, being young, cricket, obviously, things on the field, off the field. Sledging is a big thing, big part of cricket, right? Has it become worse or better?
It's become better because of stump mics. So obviously, if you can hear everything that the players are talking about, then the rules will become a little bit stricter because the audience can hear everything. So when we started playing
back in the day,
no, there was no stump mics. It was a free for all. But it was great. Like, I mean, do you love that part about cricket? It's the battle of like what you're going to say to me and how I'm going to come back. So
you know what sledging is?
When they
chirp each other. Like, yes. There's a lot of chirping. Who's the biggest chirper in world cricket ever?
Oh, Australia as a team by a long way. And then I speak in the book about my relationship with David Warner.
Yes.
As one that's got a lot of fire to it, and you know, almost in a movie, there's the hero and there's a villain, and like you need that some guy, that, and then in my story, he's that guy that's always there, and in so many stories, I mean, I go through when I started, and he was there chirping me about the size of my shirt being too small, moving right across to what happened in Durban when it was, you know, when he was chirping Quinny and he came off the field and I ran outside in my towel trying to Barney him there in the change rooms, and then moving across to everything that happened with the second test when they had Sonny Bill Williams masks on their face and Warner came out to bat. So there's this thing, but it's Australian cricket. That's my favourite part about cricket, is playing against Australia.
Did he get in your head? Did it get inside your head?
No, I love that. As I said, I almost needed that. I think sports people are different. So I was that guy that needed someone to have a go at me to be really up for the contest. So I would actually play against other teams, try and find a way that it was like almost trying to replicate it, like someone needing to get you going. Yeah.
Who was the cricketer that got psyched out the easiest? It was
In terms of aggression, who
really reacted to sledging and chirping to their own detriment? And visa corp corner means corn.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a name, but you can see sometimes when someone is in their bubble and they're batting, and then someone says something and they react to it and they stop thinking about batting. So there's a lot of those guys. And then you obviously, knowing the personality, you would just pull him back and say, listen, focus on this. But I would be the opposite of that. I would actually be in a better place if someone chirps me, because
that's
then
tough, eh?
And then some of the other guy will like, don't worry about them. I'm like, I'm worrying about them. I love this. Let's go.
And do they choose something? I mean, it's such a boys thing, isn't it? I mean, you choose something that is unique about that person.
Yeah.
For Stanye.
Yeah, no, so our way would not be personal in sledging. It will be funny things. I mean, obviously, there'd be the odd occasion, but playing against Australia, it would be personal most of the time.
The Australians. All right. I promised you 0848500942 questions from you.
Ek dink dit was 2015. Was hy AB en Fourie de Pré ons nasionale sportkapteine gewees. Hoe dit gevoel om al drie daai kapteine uit Afies te gewees het. Dit moes 'n spesiale oomblik gewees het.
Ja, so ons is baie trots. Ek het nou nog gepraat van die spelers wat uit Afies uitgekom het, maar ek onthou spesifiek ook my toetsdebuut gewees was AB saam met my daar, en obviously ons het al die jare saam gespeel, maar ook Jacques Rudolph, wat ook op Afies was. Ons was drie Afiëans in een toets teen Australië wat saam gespeel het op skool. So dis 'n incredible prestasie daar, wat jy kry nie dit gewoonlik gebeur nie, maar van 'n kapteinskap onderweer, ja, dit beteken baie dat daar seker goeie leiers uit Afies uitgekom het. En cricket het rarig verander in ons generasie toe ons al aangekom het, want het was altyd meer van 'n rugby skool. En ek dink die laaste 10, 15 jaar het daai regtig verander.
Right, volgende vraag.
Ek wil net 'n vraag vra. Hoekom noem hulle hom Faf?
Ja, Faf is nie regtig iets nie. Ek dink my naam obviously is François, en ek het, my pa was ook François gewees, en daar was 'n stadium gewees wat hulle hom Groot Faf genoem het, en toe word ek Klein Faf. En soos wat ek deur my loopbaan beweeg het, het ek baie gehou van die naam Faf, want dit was uniek. Daar was niemand anders wat ek geken het wat 'n Faf was nie. So ek was vir altyd die enigste faf, tot faf te klerk besluit het om op die scene te kom. So nou is daar twee faf.
Sal ons van Bellen sê, hy moet verander.
Ja, so hy is nice speedo faf.
Yes.
Ja, ek is cricketer faf.
Tattoo faf.
Tattoo faf, yeah.
Alright, next.
Dink jy dat die Proteas op die oomblik sukkel met vorm of dink jy hulle sukkel met management? En wat dink jy is die grootste probleem waarmee die Proteas op die oomblik sit?
I know you were hoping for that question, so there it is.
Ja, it's hot seat, let's go. Dis die fans wat ek van gehoor het. Vorm, ek dink actually ons was in baie goeie vorm geweest soos ek gepraat het van, daar was jy weet David Miller in die vorm van sy lewe, Raleigh Rousseau, incredible vorm geweest. Dan ons bowlers was in baie, baie goeie vorm, so ek dink glad nie vorm was 'n issue gewees nie. Ek dink die grootste challenge vir ons was, en nog altyd is, is die psychological deel van om te deel met World Cups, en dis, as ek sê, dis waar allemaal praat, en moving forward sal daar ons grootste brug wees om oor te kom. So die antwoord vir dit, ek het nie antwoord vir jou nie om eerlijk te wees, want ons het al ook alles probeer, ons het al gegaan na wereldbekers toe met die psychologist wat saam met jy die proces deurwerk, ons sal gaan sonder dit, ons sal alles probeer om seker te maak jy overkom dit, maar ek dink die enigste manier wat ons rarig dit gaan reg kry is jy, wat ek gedink het hierdie keer was, jy gebruik al goeie vorm in conference en jy wen iets en dan sal dit weggaan.
Look, unfortunately, and I've said it on air before, you know, as a bystander, as a follower, as a fan, management in cricket does make the news too much. I mean, I think there should come a time now where it's back to just the cricketers making the news.
Yeah.
And your wins and your losses and the team and the captain and even all the other side shows. Maar genoeg nou van die bestuur. Hoe frustrerend moet het wees as 'n kaptein? And I'm not asking you to publicly criticize cricket management. I'm asking you as a captain, do you have a day where you think, oh man, enough now. Give me stability. I'm the star here. You know, not you.
Ja, ja, en ek gaan daar toe in die boek, want ek wil daar op praat, is belangrik om my goeders uit te bring.
Is it the boardroom review?
Daar is een paar goeders, ja, soos dit, ja, dit is een van hulle. Maar daar is baie keer wat jy as een speler voel, laat die cricket net die cricket wees.
Can we just get back to sport?
Ja, so daar is nog altyd ongelukkig is dit deel van die story van die Proteas. Daar is baie altyd wat gebeur, wat nie nodig moet gebeur. Ek dink, as ek bedoel, ek voel ek gebeur het baie minder as met cricket. Maar dis, ons het gewoond geraak aan, so ek dink as kaptein, dat het belangrik vir my geword om seker te maak, ek vat het op my skouers, en ek vat die fight behind the scenes, en hou het weg van die span af, dat die span nie voel, hulle word geaffekteer, deur wat aangaan nie. Maar ons het ook altyd goeie in termen management gehad, ontspanbestuurder, Doc Musaji op daai oomblik, was altyd die ou gewees, wat seker gemaakt het, saam met ek en hy, en sê nou maar die africhter, het seker gemaakt, kom ons gaan vat alles aan, maar ons los alles, dat het nooit by die span uitkom nie, want jy wil nie deel met al die ander goeders, buiten cricket nie, alles cricketspeler wat jy wil doen, is focus op wat jou rol is, en is om die beste cricketspeler te wees, en om jyself die beste kans te gee, om aan een land te wen. So, dit is nie ideaal nie, maar dit is ongelukkig nog altyd deel van ons.
What did you fight about most?
Van een kapteins point of view of?
Captain versus management. Net, and I think it happens in all sports.
Net al die ander goeders, wat nie deel is van sports, als klomp goeders, hier is mense wat hulle sê wil sê in span selection. Jy weet, dis nie rarig. So, dan try jy net seker maak jy kry dit reg, dat daar 'n verhouding is tussen jou en hulle om te verstaan, weer eens, perspektief. As jy 'n goeie verhouding met 'n kaptein of 'n coach, dan kan jy verstaan wat hulle wil hê is die beste van die span. Maar as jy dit nie verstaan nie, is dit moeilik om te sê, gaan vir dit of gaan vir dit. So ek was altyd baie belangrik om verhoudingsreg te kry, dat het beter gebeur, die communicatie, trust.
I mean, that's a big thing. Team selection would be a big fight. What is the pettiest thing?
Pettiest thing in terms of team selection?
No, pettiest thing in terms of management interference that you have to fight about as a captain.
Nee, net iemand wat iets wil sê wat nie rarig deel is van hulle
people who speak their outside, outside their mandate.
Maar weer eens, ek dink is net belangrik daarom seker te maak, jy het as 'n span bestuur, of het nou 'n kaptein is, en 'n coach, en 'n manager, dat jy saamstem, en jy praat saam daaroor, En want al wat jy try doen is jy wil net die beste vir die span hê. Dis al wat jy wil hê. So as jou intentions dit is, as die mense inkom en hulle verstaan dit, dan beteken gaan jy 'n bietjie koppe stamp en dis okay, maar dan op die einde van die dag as hulle weet jy het die goeie intentions vir die span, dan kan jy deur dit kom.
Who was the naughtiest prankster in the side? Was there a prankster?
Morne Morkel, what I would say was the funniest in terms of, like, that was just him. He's such an amazing person, like, yeah, always making jokes, being funny, being the heart of the team. But yeah, we missed him when he went away. He was so good.
Okay. Ons gaan meer praat. We'll wrap it up with Faf in a couple of moments time. Last couple of questions coming in. Hy het die boek uit. Faf de Bussie het die boek uit. Die boek se naam is Through Fire. In die boek is daar alles en nog meer. He's open, honest, vulnerable. He goes there. He shares very personal pictures. I saw in there of himself and his family, his wife, sisters, parents.
I think there's even a picture of the dodgy blonde hair.
There is. I think I spotted it. Yeah. I think I spotted it.
That was the dodgy blonde hair face.
Dodgy blonde hair face. The picture. Is it that one there? Sitting
that's
with
that
your,
one there. I had to throw it in there because that's me, isn't it? Like, you have to throw those bad photos in there as well. And then there was the younger version with the chest there and the bed license for the first time when you're 15.
Wow.
So you have to go there because that's the story, isn't it?
You're being very vulnerable with that picture.
Oh,
my
come
goodness.
On. It's not that bad.
I'm sure all of us have those pics.
No, not all of us.
Can you get? I'm gonna see your picture.
I'm still that picture. Hey,
wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.